Hello, Lions fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. Adam Williams here, alongside head men's and women's golf coach Dave Pinnell. Coach, how you doing today?
Good. How about you?
Doing well. So for reference, we're recording this on August 24th, and that'll come up here in a little bit. But throughout the summer, Coach, obviously unique circumstances to say the least. But how have you been throughout this summer, and how you've been doing through all this?
Well, trying to stay busy. Usually in the summertime, I've done golf schools down at NC State University, and this year was my 12th year, so it was a little bit different. We didn't have quite as many in the golf schools as we usually have. Our class size was right around 40 students, and that went 4 weeks as well. It was a good experience. I mean, it's always a good experience, but this year was a little bit different. We couldn't recruit per se, well, as I have been in the past down at the golf school. So it was more just less instruction for the kids that came to the camp. And, you know, not being able to recruit is kind of difficult unless you're on campus or through email or something like that. But I did talk to several, you know, this summer through email, and they're interested. And whenever we start on campus visits again, which is coming up very soon, they're going to come up and visit us. So hopefully for next year, we'll, you know, have some good recruits coming in again.
No, and that's great to hear. And that was actually a question I had. I've actually had this question for a while, just kind of held off on asking. I don't know why. But, you know, with most sports, especially like basketball, baseball, football, like the bigger ones, you can get highlight reels of recruits, and you can kind of check these certain profiles. I was going to ask, what is maybe the, I don't want to say easiest, but in which ways do you recruit? But you were saying these camps. Are there any other ways that you go about it?
There's camps, and of course, when we're able to go off campus and recruit, they have a lot of junior tournaments during the summer that we go down and watch, you know, the people that we're interested in play. And of course, this time of year, but not this time of year, this year, there's high school tournaments that start up. So, you know, during the summer, we have eyes on recruits, and then if they're in within a certain area that you can, say, go for a day to watch them poop and play in a high school tournament, I do that as well. Plus, I have I'm a member of about six recruiting services, and so at least once a day I get about eight or nine letters from these recruiting services with the recruits' profile, resume, usually swing videos that go along with it that I can sit here in the office and just, you know, see if they're the kind of student-athlete that we're looking for here at Morris Hill.
We've talked about recruiting, but let's go back further. What about golf made it your sport of choice? I've asked every coach this kind of as they've grown up. I'm sure you played many sports growing up, but what was it about golf in particular that you gravitated towards? And then let's talk about once you found that passion, where it led you throughout your career.
Well, my father was in the service, and so growing up, I was more of a military, as I say, brat. So my father retired when I was 5 years old from the service, and he got to the golf business. So I can remember, and he wasn't really a golf professional at that time. He worked on the golf course as an assistant superintendent. But I can remember getting up about 5 o'clock in the morning and going and sitting and having breakfast with my dad, and we'd be having coffee and Krispy Kreme donuts. But as I got older, he became more of a pro superintendent, and I started to work for my father in the golf business at age 13. And I took lessons when I was 5, and I just liked the way that, you know, when you hit a good shot, you're going, wow, this is not too bad, you know. And you don't have somebody throwing something at you about 105 miles an hour and you're trying to hit it. Or I did play basketball and football growing up. But I learned at an early age I wasn't going to be big enough to continue playing football, and I was too small. I played high school basketball, but I wasn't going to go in there and mix it up with the 6'11 guys, you know, and put point guards out at 6'6", something like that. And here I am 5'10", so I was going, nope, that's not the sport either. But I've always enjoyed being outside and playing golf. I can remember in high school playing 45 holes a day, so it's just always been interesting to me. And as I grew older, I just got more passionate about the game. And I decided real early in college that that's what I wanted to do, be in the golf business and teach others, you know, the golf swing and watch them improve, and you know, hopefully one day I could be teaching people to be out there on the tour playing golf. That was always a dream of mine, but here again, you have to have a lot of backing, you had to have a lot of time to put into it, man. I did when I was a junior, but as I got older, found girls and cars and other things to do, so I kind of put golf on the back burner for a little bit. But it is my passion. I love watching these kids play. I love going to tournaments with them. I love talking about the golf swing with them. And we got some stuff coming this fall, later this fall, which I think is going to be a big, big plus for our golf program here at Mars Hill. We're getting a simulator. And it's going to be upstairs here in McConnell. And it basically what that is, it's like a computer, big screen TV, all combined one in a net. And you hit a shot, it goes into the screen. It'll pop up and give you information such as club head speed, ball speed, flight, direction, club face angle. So, you know, getting in there with these guys and women and working on what they're swinging, hopefully, you know, we'll be able to improve their performance at tournaments.
So that is exciting news, and Coach, I'll probably have to stop by here and work on my swing. It's been many a year since I've swung a club here, but you mentioned the fall and how we're getting that big improvement, and we mentioned at the top of this interview, we're recording this August 24th. As of now, really no decision's been made regarding whether golf can compete in the fall or it cannot. Right now, we have a tentative schedule we're holding out on. But talk about kind of what it's like being in limbo. Because for me personally, it's a little frustrating, but I can only imagine for yourself in terms of recruiting, scheduling, planning these trips out. Like, just kind of walk me through that mindset, especially, again, not even knowing if we're going to be able to do this.
Correct. To me, it's, you know, you got returners and new recruits coming in, and, you know, you try to stay in contact with them on a daily basis. As soon as you hear something, you send the email out, or you call them, or you set up a Zoom meeting. It is frustrating because basically they've reduced the number of tournaments, and the NCAA has reduced the number of tournaments that we can play in this year. And so, you know, as our championship season is not until the spring, we still like to have some tournaments in the fall to see what we need to work on over breaks and before the championship season starts. And right now, not knowing if we can play in tournaments or, you know, if we can even conduct our tournament. And, you know, we play our fall tournament up at Johnson City Country Club, Johnson City, Tennessee. It's a beautiful golf course, and to be up there that time of year, see the leaves changing and the cool temperatures, the kids are excited. You know, they want to play. They've been playing all summer, and right now they feel like they're peaking, you know, going into the fall non-championship segment of our season. So, you know, they're frustrated, I'm frustrated, but, you know, I just keep telling them, have faith, you know, whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen. You know, spring, we will be playing in the spring if everything goes according to plan. So we just got to wait and see what the NCAA decides and what our conference decides.
Say it's a waiting game, and in an ironic way, you know, golf teaches you patience. And I think that's probably the biggest key, especially throughout all of this, is just kind of being patient day by day, stroke by stroke, essentially. You know, we talked about the spring, and let's just talk about it quickly. I've asked every coach thus far, but, you know, you get that news, hey, season's done. Mm-hmm. You know, talk about kind of what's going through your head at that time, and then obviously trying to talk to your athletes and try to explain to them what's going on.
Well, this past spring, we had been able to play in our first tournament of the spring, and then we went on spring break, and, you know, watching the news and watching what was going on, then listen to the NCAA, especially D1 programs like Duke, and I forgot who the other one was, saying that they're canceling their season. You kind of knew in the back of your mind that it doesn't look good. So, and of course, the kids were disappointed. You know, had a couple of seniors that was wanting to finish out their senior season, and, you know, they got to play in one tournament, and all of a sudden it was taken away, and it was no fault of theirs. But, you know, you tell them, well, you'll have this be able to come back and play, and they go, no, we're seniors, we're ready to get out and go to work. And he just felt bad for the kids because they was wanting to compete. Like I said, it just like the fall right now. It was frustrating, but again, you just had to keep reminding them that you'll have an additional season to play. Just stay focused, keep practicing. Even though we couldn't have formal practice, they could go out on their own if they had a golf course that was open. And up in this area, fortunately, most of the golf courses stayed open, but there was a few that were close to the student athletes on the golf team that shut down. I mean, our home course, one of our home courses, Rims Creek, they were shut down for about 2 months. So, you know, whatever they could practice, I know they were excited about practicing, you know, and talking to them, at least, like I said, doing Zoom or telephone calls or texts or emails, you know. We tried at least to stay in contact 2 to 3 times a week. And they were all working hard at their home courses, so I know they're excited about coming back and playing.
And that's encouraging to hear, and kind of as we wrap this up, we talked about last spring, we talked about this fall, we're probably going to be talking about this upcoming spring as well. You know, certainly we're hoping to get everyone out on the course. I'm hoping to join you guys up at Johnson City. I'm really hoping that actually pans through here. But any final words to Lions fans or really just kind of, you know, speak about the program just a little bit, right, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, I've been very fortunate and very blessed since I've been at Mars Hill. We've had some good teams. My first year I came in, I've never coached an All-American. And Adam Lumley, he was a senior here my first year in, and he was SAC Player of the Year, and he was Cold Mail Athlete of the Year here at Mars Hill. And he was the first All-American that I've ever coached. So we've had excellent players that has come through the program. It's very exciting to be around someone like Adam or Luke Chalice or Callum Ritchie or Nicholas Boone or, you know, people that's – Nick is still here. He's graduating this December. Everybody else that I had, the first year to come in, has graduated, and I'm very fortunate that they stuck around and they graduated. I got some newcomers coming in. I've got a couple of local guys. I'm not going to say his last name because I can't pronounce his last name, but he goes by Steve Pappas, and he's from Christ School. Christ School has always had an excellent program for men's golf. I've got a young lady coming in called Jalen Castle. She's from West Columbia. And before I came to Mars Hill, I was at Columbia College. She was in the 6th or 7th grade. I can't remember which, but they can play in high school golf when they're that young. And I've been recruiting Jalen for, oh, I guess 6 years now. And I was very excited, and she said she's going to come to Mars Hill. So Emily Whitmoth, she's been here since her senior year. She has been always improving. The first 2 years, she played 2 or 3 fourths. Last year, she played number one, and she did an excellent job. In fact, when we have a tournament down in Hilton Head, that's the Pfeiffer University Spring Invitational, the year before when she was a sophomore, she finished third. Last year, she finished second. So I told her, I said, well, you know, if we go back down there this year, you're going to have to win. So she's all excited about that. So, like I said, the kids here, they work hard. I appreciate the work they put in. I thank, of course, at that time, Athletic Director Coach Riggins for giving me the opportunity. Now I appreciate Rick Baker and Monica, you know, for sticking with me and letting us, you know, be able to get something like a simulator to improve the program. Just, you know, hopefully the simulator, and I'm sure it will help get us draw recruits to Mars Hill. It's kind of tough in the wintertime, you know, trying to find a warm place to practice sometimes. But it is what it is. I mean, the weather is, you know, you're in the mountains, so you're going to have some cold weather. But I appreciate my time here, and I look forward to many more years coming up.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time today, taking this time to do the interview, and you know, we'll catch up here later down the road. Thanks, Coach.
Sounds good. Thank you.